his guitar. It's a real guitar made by the Martin Company in Pennsylvania. This is a Pennsylvania guitar. They're good. And let's see if I got to do anything over here. We lost a lot of good musicians this year. Every year they kind of, you know, we lose some, we gain some. We don't know who they are yet, some of them, but we know who the ones are, that are gone are. And this year in bluegrass was big, big losses with Everett Lilly of the Lilly Brothers, and of course Earl Scruggs. And the big one for me was Doc Watson, really. Kind of the guy that really put it all together for me. He was just so... such a virtuoso, and it was so unassuming. He would make you feel like you were sitting right beside him on this in a front porch rocking chair kind of thing, no matter the size of the venue. Just had this warm voice and way of sort of combining things, and it was kind of an unusual thing, really. And he did it very deceptively, arranged all kinds of different music and made it seem all to fit together. You know, blues and jazz and rockabilly. And, what key do I want to play this in? Old time music and everything. Anyway.